Blog Talk
Praise
Radio.
The Lord, everybody. God bless you.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go! Praise the Lord, everybody. This is your girl, Prophetess Rita Forlow of Holy Talk Broadcast, right here at Great Awakening Christian Radio. We're hanging out. We're just chilling. I want to praise God for all of our listeners, and thank you so much for the support and coming in daily. We really appreciate it. So just a shout out to all of you, and I pray that this internet radio ministry is just reaching your heart and touching your spirit and just giving you a new way of thinking as far as allowing you and helping you to pursue God in all your ways. So we just kudos to all of our listeners today for just hanging out with us. So today we're talking about confusion, y'all. Today we're talking about confusion. We're going to play a quick song. We'll be right back with a quick break. Up next, we have Heaven right here at gabradio.org.
Of a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. The sea dried up and the old one passed away. From there nothing else had worth.
Yep.
Then I saw New Jerusalem coming down fresh out of heaven like a brand new bride. The holy city is what I'm talking about, and I want to make it in.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to make it in. To heaven, just wanna make it to heaven. Verse 2. Behold, the temple of God is with every man. If you listen to the man and fulfill his plan, you will make it to the promised land, where there's no more crying, death, pain, and everything is passed away. He's the Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. And I just really wanna, I just wanna make it in. I just wanna make it in. See him face to face. Cause I want to make it there someday. Until then, I'll just stay down here. Yeah, I'll just stay right here.
Ooh.
Then that's it. Then it goes straight into the...
All right. GMEradio.org. God bless everybody. We're just hanging out here at the studio, and I'm your girl, Rita Forlow. So we're talking about confusion today. Now, let's just dive on in. Confusion is a state in which things are uncertain, foggy, or jumbled, bewilderment when one cannot act with clarity or understanding. A state of mind, confusion. I'm reminded of the scripture when he said, be not cold or hot, but if you lukewarm, that's a state of confusion. You don't know whether you want God. You don't know whether if you want to serve the devil. You know, you're just in the middle. You're straddling the fence. And God doesn't like that. God is not the author of confusion. This is important. That's a great point, especially when we're discerning the spirit. God wants us to know that he's not the author of confusion. So anything that comes to confuse your mind or bamboozle you, and you don't know whether you're coming or going, you walk around like a chicken with your head cut off, you already know that that's not of God. That's of the devil. So once you have come into the acknowledgement, once you come into the knowledge that you're confused, you need to pray. We need to pray. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, right? He said, I'll come to keep you in perfect peace. He said, I give to you peace. I leave to you peace that the world can't give you. Amen. So his desire is to have, to give us peace. He wants us to have peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit gives peace, joy, love, happiness. Everything of God is positive. Everything of the devil is negative. Amen. So when we get to a place of confusion, God is not there. God is not in it. Because He wants us to be in perfect peace, but there's an if our mind is stayed on him. See, the devil tries to complicate matters and cause us to question God. See, 2 Corinthians 11:3 says, but I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. So God doesn't want us to be confused. Should I do it? Should I not? Is it God? Is it not? He wants us to know his voice. How do we gain clarity in a state of confusion? How do we pray? We seek his face. We fast. We get off Facebook. We get off social media. We shut the phones off. We shut the TV off. We get in a place of peace so we can gain peace. Too much distraction, there's clutter, and God can't speak in clutter. See, God wants to download information. God wants to give us more wisdom, more knowledge, more supernatural authority. He wants to give us more of an elevation in him, and we can't get elevated because we're in the midst of clutter. We're in a state of confusion. You know why? Because you're connected to the wrong people. That's all that witchcraft in your environment got you in a state of confusion. And a lot of times when you're dealing with different personalities, you don't know whether you're dealing with the real person or the fake person. So the devil come to bamboozle your mind. The main reason is so you don't believe that God is who he say he is. That's why he say it's impossible to please God without faith. So if you don't have faith, you're confused. You know why? Because you're confused at the fact you're basically saying, like, God can't do it. So if God can't do it, then who's going to do it? So God wants us to be in a place of peace so that we can hear from God. He also wants us to have faith, even if it's as small as a mustard seed, because that shows that we're not confused. When our faith shows assurance that we believe God. And not the devil, and we don't do anything in our own self. Now he gives us the strength to do things within ourselves, but we don't do things on our own. We do things with the help of God. And so, if you don't know where your help comes from, then you're confused. And there's a lot of people. And when you're in sin, guess what? You're in a state of confusion. Sin will keep you confused. Sin will keep your mind depressed. Sin will keep your mind oppressed. Sin will keep negativity. That's why we have to clear the clutter, clear the house, clear our empty vessels. Say we have to pray and say, Lord, clear me out, clean me out, purge me out, wash me as white as snow. When we pray, we need to pray, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Because with all that mess in our hearts and our spirit, we cannot hear from God. It creates clutter, spiritual clutter. And guess what? Clutter creates confusion. And guess what? Confusion creates the wrong decisions. And guess what? The wrong decisions create sin. So sometimes we bring confusion upon ourselves because of disobedience and unconfessed sins. We have to confess our sin, if not before man, at least before God, so that he can be so graceful enough and so humble enough to purge us and make us holy again and purify us so that we will not be ashamed and confused. See, God, if we're in a state of confusion, see, that's why we need to read the word instead of the word, because the word does not come to confuse us. The word of God, amen, glory to God. And some of you like to read all these translations and all this stuff. I mean, it's a big thing now where if you read an NIV version, you're not spiritual. The devil is a lie. They break down the version so you can know, understand English. The Holy Spirit will give you your spiritual interpretation as you develop how to use the Holy Spirit, but you can still read an NIV version, and you read all these different languages, and you ain't no Hebrew. You don't know nothing about that. And that and you wonder why you're confused. And so you need the Holy Spirit. And even if you read the regular NIV version of the Bible, you'll still be confused if you don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost brings clarity. The Holy Ghost brings peace, joy, and happiness. We need the Holy Spirit because he is the author of peace. Sometimes we bring confusion upon ourselves also by the people we're connected to. I said that earlier. By the people we're connected to, and it brings confusion, glory to God, in our life. And in the midst of confusion, guess what? God is not there. Because God don't authorize. He's not authorized to move. He's not authorized to do nothing but be silent until you get on your face and try to find out what is God saying in this hour. See, listening to too many prophets and listening, that's one thing about Facebook and social media. It gives people, it's great for ministry, but it enables people to listen to so many people and instead of study their Bibles for themselves, and now you're in a state of confusion. The word that we preach, you have to go back and study it. The word that we minister to you, you have to go back and rightly divide the word of truth. The Bible say, man will always fail you, but put your trust in God, for he will never fail you. So even the preacher that's bringing the word, you got to put your trust in the God and the person. That's why you need the Holy Spirit, so you will know that we're speaking from the Holy Spirit. And you're not just receiving everything and receiving a contaminated gospel, amen, a watered down word, amen. Now you're in a state of confusion. Glory to God. The Bible said, be not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. So tossing it to and fro, meaning you can't make up your mind what you want to believe in. You believe anything. You believe every Tom, Chris and Sue that say they're from God. Why? Because you don't have the Holy Spirit enough to discern, because you're in a state of confusion. Discernment, it gives you the ability to know right from wrong. Discernment gives you the ability to understand who you're dealing with in the realm of the spirit. A lot of you are listening to witches and warlocks, and you wonder why you're confused. I'm going to tell y'all something. The best way to know when you're under the spirit of confusion, you'll get headaches. A lot of y'all getting headaches. If you ever on your job working and mind your business, and all of a sudden people at your job, they may not be near you, but all of a sudden you'll get a bad headache. That could be very well because you're in a negative environment, in a state of confusion. The devil loves to hang out where there's confusion. The devil loves to hang out where there's division. That's his playground. He loves to do that. Why? Because he can get his job done where there's division. The devil can have his free course. And you have authorized the enemy to take over your atmosphere when you settle for the spirit of confusion. Anytime there's a confusion spirit in your atmosphere, whether you're at church, we need to come together and pray against this spirit, and we all need to get on one accord. Have you ever been, see, the church is the only place where you go to where there's division and confusion. Now, not all churches, but many churches that I personally went to, there's nothing but confusion and disagreement. Now, but if you go to a job, y'all gonna have meetings once a month or once a week, so there'll be order. See, the reason why there's so much confusion going on in the world, because there's no order. We have to have order. God honors order. Anything that's out of order brings confusion. Anything that is out of order gives the devil gives the devil permission to take over. I got to calm down. Gives the devil permission to take over. We're just teaching today. I hope you're enjoying it. Again, sometimes we bring confusion upon ourselves by disobedience or unconfessed sins. When we are praying and in tune with the Lord, He makes things simple and clear, even concerning your decisions in life. Have you ever been undecisive and dated someone, and you didn't know if they was lying to you, if they were sincere? I dare you to pray and ask God, is the person you're dating from Him, or is this person that you're dating has the right heart or right spirit? And I guarantee you, if you pray long enough, God will show you. I remember when I was dating, I would pray, and God would tell me no. God would, God, show me in a dream, do whatever you got to do. I want to know if I'm wasting my time. And don't you know God would show me? He would show me. And a lot of my decisions came because I prayed and asked God for support and help and clarity. So you have to get in the habit of having a communication with God. Sometimes your communication may not come through prayer. You may just want to talk to Him, just regular. You may want to sing to Him. But you have to develop that communication. That's developed through the Holy Spirit, so that when you need Him, you're not just coming to you when you need Him. You're coming to Him when you want Him. Let me say that again. You're not just coming to God when you need Him, but you're coming to God when you want Him. See, confusion allows you, amen, it gives you the opportunity to seek the Lord. But we should not be seeking the Lord when we need Him only. We should be seeking Him because we love Him. But God will use your time of confusion to bring you closer to Him. Amen? So when we are praying and in tune with the Lord, He makes things simple and clear to the point. There's no confusion. That's why when you talk to so many people, they talk to so many different prophets. They'll ask, okay, is this my husband? Then they'll talk to another prophet. Is this my husband? They'll say yes. The other prophet said no. Now you're in a state of confusion. Now you still got to go right back around and get on your face and pray to God for yourself. God wants you to develop your own relationship with God. A relationship is a two-way communication, like a walkie-talkie. It's a two-way communication. And guess what? When you talk on your side, God will hear you on the other side. When He talk, guess what? But when there's frequency and cross connection, and you ever had a walkie-talkie, or have you ever been on the phone, and all of a sudden there's cross-talk, meaning you can hear other people in your conversation? Well, I hear the conversation down the road. See, you want to get to a place in God where there's no cross-talk. Amen, glory to God, where there's no demonic airwaves. See, witches and warlocks, they talk the evil spirits in the air. They talk to their whatever God they're serving. It's like a channel, and they talk to evil spirits. But see, when you talk to God, it's a clear channel. It's no frequency difficulties. There's no static. There's no crosstalk. God don't want you to have spiritual crosstalk, but He want to get His point across. He wants you to hear Him, and He wants to hear you. Why? Because He loves you, and He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish and have a everlasting life. And guess what? God is not going to put you in a state of confusion. Now, sometimes God will use the state of confusion to disrupt the plans of the enemy. Now, let me say that again. Sometimes God will use the state of confusion to disrupt the plans of the enemy. Have you ever had people come against you all at one time? Everybody coming against you. They don't even know you, but they just piggybacking with the person who they love the most. And all of a sudden, all these people against you. But when you leave, they kick you out, right? Because they're against you. They didn't like you. So the devil got you out of there. Now when you leave, they still fussing and fighting. Oh, okay. I thought I was the problem. But evidently, there's still a problem there because y'all still fussing and fighting on one another. Eventually, your enemies will turn on each other. God will confuse the enemy and have them turn on each other. You see? See, that's how, see, God got a way. He know how to pay back. He know how to get payback. Oh, okay, so that's another topic. But, yes, the spirit of confusion, God will use that for his glory. Now, that he's not going to do stuff deliberately because it's not his will that we walk around in the spirit of confusion. He want us to have a clear mind, a clear head. And a lot of people, they judge homeless people. And they say, well, why you got to sign up? By the time you hold that sign up all day, you could have been filled out an application and got a job. But don't you know that homeless person is in the spirit of confusion? His mind is not together. Some of them people walk out in the middle of traffic and don't care because they're suicidal. They're in a spirit of confusion. See, you don't want to get to a place of confusion. See, where there's confusion, that's a battlefield for the devil to use you and talk to you. Have you ever had people try to make you come and pick sides with a friend? And they'll tell you about that person, don't deal with that person, and this and that and other. Then when you're around that person, you see something. They show you something's totally different than what the other person said to watch out for. That's come to put you in a state of confusion so you don't make your own decisions. That's witchcraft. And so where there's confusion, witchcraft can move around too, because now people can play head games with your mind because you're not flat-footed, stand still with your head high, rightly dividing the word of truth, assured of yourself. You know, you're lukewarm. Your mind is too weak. And God wants to impart a spiritual mind in you so you can get a spiritual backbone, so you can get a spiritual boldness, glory to God, so you can get a mind that's clear so you can hear from God. And how can people come to you for advice if you're unstable in all your ways? That's why he said, acknowledge me and I will direct your path. Amen. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. When God is the center of our joy, when God is the center of everything that we do, there's no way in the world we can get confused. Why? Because we put God first. The only time confusion can come in is when we don't put God first. Have you ever did something you wanted to do, and God said no, but you did it anyway? See, a lot of times, we open ourselves up for different things to attack us because we don't want to obey God. And so now you'll say things like, oh, I had the money to do it, so that means God wanted me to do it. Just because you got the money to do it, that doesn't mean it's the will of God. That's just something you want to do. So now when something else come around and you needed that money later on, and God was trying to tell you, don't do that, but you did it yourself. See, disobedience to God can bring confusion in our lives, and not just in our mind, but in our life. The spirit of confusion is not just in our mind. The spirit of confusion can happen in our life. So now you don't spend all that money on something you wanted, and now guess what? You lost your job. Now that money you don't spent 3 weeks, 5 weeks before that God told you to hold on to, you needed that for this turmoil that just happened. So we have to learn to lean not to our own understanding. We have to learn to put our wants and needs, put our wants aside and take on what? That's why he said, not my will, but let your will be done. That's the mentality we need. Because our will will open up the spirit of confusion in our life, around us. The spirit of confusion is when it's like a spiritual tornado. Things start happening in your life. It's not just in your mind. The spirit of confusion can come and confuse everything around you and destroy everything around you because you know you don't have no sense of direction. Do you understand? Do you understand? Well, anytime where you don't have no sense of direction, confusion can come in and stir up your atmosphere. Now you're like, why? I should have just saved my money. I should have just listened, but I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. Now, Lord, now you're asking for Lord help. Well, he wanted to help you before 5 weeks ago, but you didn't listen. So we open up the door for the spirit of confusion to come in our life because we failed to listen to God. Because we want to do what we want to do and not what God wants us to do. We have to learn to amplify, if I'm saying the word right, we have to learn to put God in our life every second, every hour of the day. We have to remember him in all our equations. We can't minus God out of nothing, because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. We have to add God in the equation. Guess what? If you add God in the equation, what do you think is going to happen? Your faith plus the move of God equals a miracle. Your faith plus the move of God equals a breakthrough. Your faith plus the move of God equals you being healed, set free, and delivered. And not only just you, but it will be enough residue and enough power left on you from that miracle that you'll be able to bless somebody else with that same miracle just by speaking a word over their life, by testifying what God done for you. But God, he wants to allow, he wants to perform a domino effect in the supernatural, and a domino effect of miracles, and a domino effect of prosperity, and a domino effect of joy, peace, love, and happiness. But we can't receive from God what he want to give us because we're in a state of confusion. If we just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that's all we got to do. When we stand still, we're in a state of peace. When we stand still, we're in a posture that my faith is in God. I'm just waiting on God to move. I don't did what I had to do. Because when you're unmovable and you stand still and you're waiting on God, a lot of people look at that as lack of faith, but waiting on God is not lack of faith. Waiting on God is just basically saying, I'm waiting and I'm ready. Because if you're waiting and not ready, then you're not waiting on God. When you're ready, that means you're waiting in expectation. You're waiting in faith. That means your mind is not on other people. Your mind is not on nobody else. Your mind is not on nothing else but God. If you put your mind on God, he'll keep you in perfect peace. When you put your mind on God, guess what? He delivers his word. A lot of times people say, oh, you ain't got no faith. You ain't got no faith. But you got faith. Because if you didn't have faith, you wouldn't believe God. You wouldn't be sitting there waiting on him to move if you didn't have faith. If you didn't have faith, you'll be sitting waiting on Buddha to move or another God to move. But you said, Jesus Christ, have your way in my life. I'm going to get in position. I'm going to get ready. I'll do what you call for me to do so that the spirit of confusion don't come and destroy my life. But the spirit of confusion come so you don't have sound, so you can't make sound decisions concerning the things of God, concerning things around you, and it can affect your future. Amen. So we need God. We need to put God in the equation, take the devil out, subtract his negativity and his mess out. We out of time, y'all. I can go on and on and on about the spirit of confusion, but God is good. He's worthy to be praised. When we feel confused, we need to stop and pray for understanding. Just remember that. If you didn't remember anything else, pray for understanding and watch God give you peace in your mind and give you direction. GABradio.org, sow a seed. Send your prayer requests, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget to, if you are a music artist or whatever, or gospel artist, submit your music for airplay consideration at gab36@gmail.com. And don't forget to join our internet radio family by starting your own radio show today. Apply at gabradio.org. This is your girl, Rita Furlow. I had a great time. Tune in weekly. We have gospel music. We have live preaching. We're going to get some more preachers on the air. I know y'all tired of hearing me. So we're going to get some more preachers on the air, and we're going to just have a good time here. Tell your family and download the app. Go to radio online. You can download the app and type in Great Awakening Christian Radio, and you can listen on the go. God bless you. It's just so much to talk about and a little time to talk about it. GABradio.org, or you can also listen from holytalkradio.org. God is moving by his power. I'm so happy for everybody. Keep it locked right here at GABRadio.org.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one